to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is September the 14th, 2022. Well, there was an old show on called Whose World, or Whose Line Is It Anyway? So today I want to talk about Whose World Is It Anyway? This morning I read in Isaiah 13 and 14, and in these chapters, God is informing Israel of coming judgment through the lips of Isaiah. He also informs them of mercy. In verse 1, he says, I will have mercy on Jacob. So as we look at the history of Israel, we see the words of the prophets concerning Israel and Judah coming to pass. How? Why? The words of the prophets come to pass because holy men of old spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit of God. They were inspired by God to speak the words which he had given them. God was revealing through the prophets what his secret will is. Now in verse 27 of Isaiah 14, we find, For the Lord of hosts hath purposed, and who shall disannul it? And his hand is stretched out, and who shall turn it back? These words were true in the days of Isaiah, and they are true in our days today. What God has purposed will come to pass. No matter how hard man may attempt to control the events on earth, the purpose of God will be accomplished. No man can turn back the will of God. This should encourage us in a couple of ways. It should encourage us to know our God is the sovereign over the universe. He is in control of all the affairs upon the earth. He is in control of the good. He is also in control of the wicked. The hearts of the kings are in his hands, and he turns them whithersoever he chooses. Since God is sovereign over the universe, he is sovereign over our lives. The sooner we learn to submit to his lordship, the sooner we can be content and comfortable and assured about our lives. Then we can also be encouraged that whatever is happening in this life is underneath the lordship of God. Whatever he purposes, we know will come to pass. No one can, as Isaiah says, disannul it. No one can stop it. No one can thwart it. His outstretched hand, no one can stop. We can rest assured that life is under God's control. This world is never out of control, no matter how it might seem to be at the present. Whose world is it anyway? It is God's. He has a purpose for it, and his purpose will stand. Lord, today we thank you for your sovereign will. Lord, we want to thank you that your sovereign will is at work in this world. Thank you for the knowledge you have given us of your word and your will. Help us to learn to walk in it and be thankful for it. I pray today that someone would come to understand your lordship and be saved. We thank you for salvation that is only in Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen. Have a good day. Till tomorrow, Brother Mark, signing off.